listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, sovereign over everything, Prince of Peace, mighty Counselor, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My topic for today is the difference between wisdom from earth or hell and that which is from above. Part 2. My scripture is from James 3, 13 through 18. My text is James 3, 13, which states, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. We have the lovely picture of that wisdom which is from above more fully drawn and set in opposition to that which is from beneath. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable. True wisdom is God's gift. It is not gained by conversing with men, nor by knowledge of the world, as some think and speak. But it comes from above. It consists of these several things. It is pure without mixture of maxims or aims that would debase it. And it is free from iniquity and defilements, not allowing of any known sin, but studious of holiness, both in heart and life. The wisdom that is from above is peaceable. Peace follows purity and depends upon it. Those who are truly wise do what they can to preserve peace, that it may not be broken, and to make peace, and where it is lost, it may be restored. In kingdoms, in families, in churches, and in all societies, and in all interviews and transactions, heavenly wisdom makes men peaceable. It is gentle, not standing upon extreme right in matters of property, not saying, not doing anything rigorous in points of judgment involving condemnations, not having being furious about opinions, urging our own beyond their weight, nor theirs who oppose us beyond their intention, not being rude and overbearing in conversation, nor harsh and cruel in temper. Gentleness must thus be opposed to all these. Heavenly wisdom is easy to be entreated. It is very persuadable, either to what is good or from what is evil. There is an easiness that is weak and faulty, but it is not a blamable easiness to yield ourselves to the persuasions of God's word and to all just and reasonable counsels or requests of our fellow creatures. No, not to give up a dispute where there appears a good reason for and where a good end may be answered by it. Heavenly wisdom is full of mercy and good fruits, inwardly disposed to everything that is kind and good, both to relieve those who want and to forgive those who offend, and actually to do this whenever proper occasions offer. Heavenly wisdom is without partiality. The original word signifies to be without suspicion, or free from judging, making no undue surmises nor differences in our conduct towards one person more than another. The margin reads it, without wrangling, not acting the part of a member of a sect, and disputing merely for the sake of a party, nor censoring others purely on account of their differing from us. The wisest men are least apt to be one who makes judgment involving condemnation. That wisdom which is from above is without hypocrisy. It has no disguises nor deceits. It cannot fall in with those managements which the world counts wise, which are crafty and deceitful cunning. But it is sincere and open, steady and uniform, and consistent with itself. Oh, that you and I may always be guided by such wisdom as that. That with Paul we may be able to say, not with fleshly wisdom, but in simplicity and godly sincerity. By the grace of God, we have our conversation. And then lastly, true wisdom will go on to sow the fruits of righteousness in peace. And thus, if it may be, to make peace in the world. And that which is sown in peace, and produce a harvest of joys. Let others reap the fruits of rivalry, and in all the advantages they can propose to themselves by them. But let us go on peaceably to sow the seeds of righteousness, and we may depend upon it, our labor will not be lost. For light is shown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. Wisdom for James is not merely intellectual, but also behavioral. Meekness was considered weakness by the Greeks, but Jesus elevated it to a primary Christian virtue. Meekness comes not from cowardice or passivity, but rather from trusting God, and therefore being set free from anxious self-promotion. Jesus hung, bled, and died on the cross so that our sins may be forgiven. Therefore, let us speak with meekness, wisdom from above, trusting in God. January 15, 2025, by Mary Kikatos. FDA proposes limiting nicotine in cigarettes over other tobacco products. The level of nicotine would be capped at 0.7 milligrams per gram. Multiple administrations have acknowledged the immense opportunity that a proposal of this kind offers to address the burden of tobacco-related disease. FDA Commissioner Dr. Robert Califf said in a statement, "Today's proposal envisions a future where it will be less likely for young people to use cigarettes, and more individuals who currently smoke could quit or switch to less harmful products. This action, if finalized, could save many lives and dramatically reduce the burden of severe illness and disability, while also saving huge amounts of money." He continued, "I hope we can all agree that significantly reducing the leading cause of preventable disease and death in the United States is an admirable goal and we should all work toward." The agency said it will request input via public comment and from the FDA's Tobacco Product Scientific Advisory Committee. The proposed rule does not ban the sale of cigarettes or other tobacco products, but rather caps the nicotine level at 0.7 milligrams per gram of tobacco, citing the average amount of nicotine in the top 100 cigarette brands in 2017 was 17.2 milligrams per gram. The proposed FDA rule would apply to cigarettes, cigarette tobacco, roll your own tobacco, most cigars, and pipe tobacco. It would not extend to the electronic cigarettes, nicotine pouches, water pipe tobacco, smokeless tobacco, or premium cigars, the FDA said. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager. Today's topic is soul satisfaction. The world's best-selling book, the Bible, teaches that a person is more than just a body. Each of us is a living soul. The Hebrew name for soul, nafshah, means living being, and the Greek name for soul, psuche, means to breathe. Our souls are created in the image of God, and God has implanted his own nature within us and given us the breath of life. Just as our bodies have specific characteristics and appetites, so do our souls. The characteristics of the soul include intelligence, emotions, and will. The human soul longs for peace, contentment, and happiness. Most of all, the soul has an appetite for God, a yearning to be reconciled to its Creator and to have fellowship with Him forever. In our world, we give most of our attention to satisfying the appetites of the body, like food, clothing, and security, and practically none to the soul. Consequently, we are one-dimensional. We become physically and materially large while remaining spiritually anemic. The soul demands as much attention as the body. It demands fellowship and communion with God. It demands worship, quietness, prayer, and meditation. Nothing but God ever completely satisfies because the soul was made for him. Jesus said in Matthew, the 22nd chapter and 37th verse, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Please don't starve your soul, for what good is it for a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Remember, we have all violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. Yet God loves you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who died, was buried, and arose so that you may have everlasting life. So put God first, trust and obey his word, and take action for your soul satisfaction.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.